Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Lucky. Hit me with something. Journey and Def Leppard.
Oh, yeah. Break it up.
Pour some sugar on me.
When you need my love,
pour some sugar on me.
I can't get, fire me up.
Pour some sugar on me.
I can't get enough.
I'm hot, thick and sweet. From my head to my feet.
Gross. Don't say that.
And Foreigner.
Feels like the first time.
It feels like the very first,
very first.
Feels like the
first.
Oh, it feels like the first time.
Very first time.
Journey, Def Leppard, and Foreigner. AT&T Park, September 21st. The tickets go on sale this Saturday, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. However, if you know our secret Alice password, you can get your tickets early, starting Thursday at noon through Friday at 10 p.m. The code is TRIPLE, T-R-I-P-L-E. So if you're desperate to get these tickets.
Mm-hmm. That's triple, like three fans playing.
Oh, must be. Look at you. Tying it all together. I just thought it was a random word. Triple, take that to LiveNation.com and you can get your tickets early. Or just win them right now, 800-400-3697. Right now, caller number 9, 800-400-3697 scores a pair of tickets to the big show. Jane has another pair at 405. So you'll be listening for your chance to win. Journey, Def Leppard, along with Foreigner at AT&T Park. Right now at your local Lucky Store, boneless certified Angus beef chuck roast is $3.99 a pound, and fresh whole Atlantic salmon fillets are just $6.99 per pound, only at your local Lucky Stores. So the Super Bowl is on Sunday.
Yep.
And even though my team's in it, I'm like, okay. There's a lot of hype leading up to it. You know, they do a whole media week and all kinds of fun and games.
It's too much, actually.
It's a lot. But if you want to overdose on it, that's certainly available to you. There are a lot of people who are like, I just can't get enough.
Well, I actually think what happens to the people who work in the business is they're the ones more than any, because you can turn on and off the amount of Super Bowl nonsense you want to deal with. But the people who work in sports, broadcasting and more, they don't get to stop talking about it for two full weeks.
No, I'm sure they're really over it by the time.
Yeah.
Although, you know, at EEI in Boston, they have something to talk about with Tom ditching them yesterday. Did that happen? When did that happen, Ben?
The story broke yesterday, so it must have been the day before.
Right.
What would that have been? Wait, what day is it?
It's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe it was late last week.
Yeah, maybe. Somebody on that station said something disparaging about Tom Brady's 5-year-old daughter's appearance on his Tom versus Time Facebook watch show. Called her an annoying little pissant.
Ugh.
And Tom, surprisingly, oh my God, who would ever think, wasn't into it. And went on the show that apparently he goes on the regular and said, I don't have a lot to say to you guys today. Maybe I'll talk to you some point in the future. Mm. But that's a huge loss for them. I'm sure, you know.
Well, the dude was suspended, and I don't doubt, unless he's some, you know,
superstar,
big time in his own right. Here it is. Tom Brady calls in weekly to the Boston sports talk radio station EEI, or at least he used to. He's mad at the station now because last week one of their guys said something nasty about his 5-year-old daughter. The guy's name is Alex Reamer.
He does a different show than the one that Tom calls in on.
He's just on the same station. He was talking about Brady's new online show, Tom versus Time, and he called Tom's daughter Vivian an annoying little pissant. Then when Tom goes on, he...
Yeah, that was ill-advised at best.
Does the... I just don't know why you'd call a kid a name. There's just,
right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Right. Who gets on your side for that?
I guess other people who don't have kids and don't get that you're...
Kid is the most precious thing in the world.
You're
going to
take up for your kid
no matter what. No matter what.
Anyway, the show is called The Kirk and Callahan Show.
So to be clear, you know, this other dude hurt their relationship with the regular guest.
Reamer was suspended for his comments, but Brady just, that wasn't enough. He just said, I'm not in a good mood.
There's something that came out an hour ago, Vinny. It says, the title of the article is, Tom Brady appears to forgive radio hosts who ridiculed his daughter. We make mistakes. So the quote is, sometimes we say things that we shouldn't say or we're making... Or we make mistakes.
Tom Brady said this?
Yes, okay. And that happens. And I can express it and move on.
Oh, so the guy reached out to Tom Brady and said, I am so bleeping sorry,
I am sure.
They're going to fire me.
Asked if he's going to put the comments behind him, Brady said, life's too short.
Good.
That's he didn't want to see, he says he didn't want to see Reamer fired
over
his comments.
That is it. Tom Brady probably saved that guy's life by saying it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Still, it's, you know, well, I would think he'd be well within his rights to go, yeah, that dude should be gone.
What I was thinking
he pooped
is
on my kid.
If the Pats lose, that guy is Bartman, you know, the Cubs guy who touched the ball in the stands.
And
every forevermore, he was the guy that ruined the Cubs' chance at a World Series. Anything.
Right.
Sports fans will latch on to anything.
Well, there's got to be a reason. Someone's got to be a scapegoat.
Who was the guy for the Sox where the ball went past him?
Oh, in the sixth game in 1986 or something.
Buckner?
Is it
Buckner?
It is. I think so. Bill Buckner? Is that the guy's name?
I think it's Bill Buckner. And his life was ruined because he missed that ball. Ruined. He's just coming around as, like, in the last 5 years, there has been some forgiveness in his heart because the Boston area basically ruined his life.
Right.
Because
he
missed that ball.
And then people were like, he couldn't go anywhere, right?
Right. People were like, there it is. Oh, that's it.
Is that the sixth game of the series in 1986?
And there they are celebrating as they touch the plate. And he's the guy in the stands. Or he's the guy there out on the field.
Right.
Look at him.
Oh,
is it over?
It's over.
Yeah, Buckner never was the same. And it's sad because I saw him talking to, I don't know, I guess it was an ESPN reporter. And he's like, his life was ruined. He had tears in his eyes.
Right.
He's like, I missed a ball.
And it doesn't matter.
Ruined.
They blamed it on you.
Yeah,
it's got nothing to do with anything else except that you're the last person we saw before we lost everything.
So
and they hadn't won a World Series since what was the when they broke it in like the early 2000s, right? But they hadn't won one in.
I think it was 2004 is the year they broke.
But they hadn't won it since like 1900 or some crazy, you know, forever. You know,
it was the
curse of the babe.
Yeah,
is that what it was called?
I think so. Because the curse of the Cubs was the goat, right?
Yeah.
Who knows? What do we know? We're not a sports state.
No, we're not.
If you love sports, go to the game.
Yeah.
Well, they are moving in, and apparently we can't have any engineers because they're all taking them.
Oh, the game radio station is moving into this building?
Mm-hmm.
Into what studios, do you know?
Where 997 used to be.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
That's a good spot.
An engineer in I don't know how long.
Dave came in here the other day.
We can't have an engineer for our secret show?
Not for anything.
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
She didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
We got Brent.
Were you looking for... It's the curse of the Bambino.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
No problem.
Did you call the game to find that out?
No, I just
You called Bruce Damon?
No, Damon Bruce.
Damon Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce Damon.
Sorry, Bruce.
Curse of the Bruce Damon Bambino, babe. So the Super Bowl is back to the original. To the first story.
Hey, we gotta. Are you gonna do the article on how many times they're gonna show Giselle and?
Oh, I don't have. Oh, do you have the odds?
I have a bunch of stuff on the odds.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. So, but I'm talking about some of the ads, you know.
Oh, yeah,
to
yeah.
me, those are interesting.
I really haven't seen anything other than what we talked about last week.
Right. I'm glad. I don't seek the ads out, for sure. A lot of people are, I don't know, ad files. I don't know. They look and they're interested and they're watching this stuff on the internet. And I just like to see them the day of the show. And
well, people are at their desk. What are they going to work? Or are they going to look for commercials? Yeah.
I guess anything to have something else to do on this thing.
Sarah.
So Budweiser has used their Super Bowl commercials to toy with our emotions over the years. Mm-hmm. I think it was about 5 years ago they did that one. I love this one where the guy raises the horse and then the horse gets reunited. I totally
love
that one. Gets me. The one with the puppy.
No,
my
God.
That goes to find the horse that he loves.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And there's wolves and then then the other horses show up to protect it.
Yeah.
There I am crying. Yeah. Right. Like, you know what?
It's an ad. So they go to that, to the tearjerker well often.
Sure.
Last year, they came under fire a little bit. They did that sentimental ad about immigration. I don't know if you remember that.
They were
different people.
The German immigrant who made Budweiser?
They started with that, but they featured the founder of Anheuser-Busch, who came to the U.S. in the 1850s, but they got a little backlash on that. So this year they're going back to just like, let's just make this a nice tearjerker. And this one, though, I think this is nice. They're talking about Budweiser and how much they've helped the disaster relief efforts in Houston, Florida, California, and Puerto Rico. The ad shows their employees canning water out of their beer facilities, which they did. And then it goes out to places in need. They shipped out about 3 million cans of drinking water last year. Just used their facilities and paid for the aluminum or, however they can.
Nice.
And so that's what they're featuring this year.
That's their ad? Who is that singing?
It is Skylar Grey singing a new version of Stand By Me.
Oh.
Turn it up a little bit. And there it is, cans of water.
Well, you need to see the water going to the people, but I guess I can describe it to you. There's water going to the people.
And actually, it's name calling all the places where
Puerto
disasters
Rico,
happening.
California.
And it says, wherever you need us, we'll stand by you.
Is can better than bottled water?
Well, they say that if you can get an aluminum can, it can be recycled a lot easier than a plastic bottle. But other than that, I don't really know.
I think that people would love to see plastic go away in many forms. Mm-hmm. It is the thing that just
won't go away.
Right.
The straw law. Have you guys heard that?
Yeah.
We talked about that recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going into law now. They have to have them to supply them in case, but they're not giving them to people anymore.
Right.
That's here in California.
And I really think that, in general, you can do without a straw. I can sip from the glass or whatever. I think this is going to hurt like the McDonald's and In-N-Outs and fast food places and any place that does the cup with the plastic lid and the plastic straw because you need that hard straw to get through them. And they'll figure
I've seen some hard paper ones that have a waxy covering.
Hard enough to get through?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, even that plastic top, I feel like that should, all the plastic. Even, they say that people say, buy your water. You can actually buy it looks like a milk container, milk carton. It's paper and water's in that, but that's all coated with plastic too. And even though, that's just plastic.
I like aluminum.
It's insidious. I do too.
So, and that's,
I think it's great.
For that, it's pretty good.
Anyway, so that's Budweiser's entry for this year.
I didn't do the story. Budweiser used to be the king,
king of beers.
It's dropped to third place now. Bud Light is the number one beer.
Well, that's still Anheuser-Busch,
I understand, but I'm just saying, Bud.
What's second place?
I don't remember. Was it Corona?
I almost want to say it was a Mexican beer, although they're...
It would have to be Corona.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah. Bud.
But people were saying they dropped off because of the... what are the other beers called?
Craft beers.
Craft beers.
Oh yeah. Except they buy it all. They buy all the craft beers.
Yep.
Right. So and a Brazilian brought them over, so people are not happy about that. It's no longer made in America, or it is, but it's not owned by. There's a lot of stuff going on with Anheuser-Busch.
Sure.
And they're firing everyone left and right.
Yeah, they are.
Second place is Coors Light.
Oh.
It is? Huh. Is that 2017?
That's Pat's beer.
He likes Pat's a Coors Light guy,
he's
a, huh?
He's a guy.
Got any silver bullets in there? 6 days ago it was published.
All right.
Amazon is also teasing their ad, which is about the name I'm not going to say because I don't want to wake yours up, the Amazon assistant.
It's funny, they use the name in their commercial, and on TV, wouldn't that trigger everybody else's devices?
Every time there's anything about the Echo on TV, mine wakes up, and I'm like, shut up! You got to yell
so
at her.
So should I play the commercial or not?
I don't know. Go ahead, play it.
All right.
Everyone. So the reveal will be what the replacement for.
Mm-hmm. Coming on February 4th.
She's lost her voice.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm intrigued. I can't wait to see the answer on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's a teaser for the commercial.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Playboy Mansion.
Mm.
It desperately needs a fix. Oh, by the way, Hooman, I have a picture here of their bridge in the grotto.
Whose bridge is better?
The Playboy Mansion's is better by far. It's amazing. And it's stone. It's a stone bridge. So the Playboy Mansion is apparently in massive disrepair. Work just got approved by, I guess by the problem was that because they're trying to also designate it as a city landmark, and I guess there's been some opposition to that because people who live on in the area or on the street are like, we don't want this to be a museum, and the new owner has other plans for it. This Darren Metropolis, he's the guy. Remember, he bought the thing for $100 million and said, yes, Hugh Hefner can live out his days here. And you know, a year later, Hugh Hefner passed away. He's now been cleared to replace plumbing and to repair dry rot and termite damage. The city of Los Angeles issued permits for the work earlier this week. But Darren had this extra hurdle because there was this push to make it a historic cultural monument. City officials say a monument application is currently under consideration, which means renovations would normally be on hold, but because the mansion's in a bad way and it's critical for this work to get done, you can even see that they've tented off a chimney and, I mean, the house is, it's very impressive, very castle looking. Anyway, they're saying that it is probably going to be declared a historic cultural monument, much to the chagrin, I'm sure, of the neighbors. Here's a shot of the back garden.
I'm sure that someone good at marketing will have some value down the line.
Like tours and stuff?
Well, that's what I'm thinking is there are people like me, you know, I came of age when Playboy was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I might walk in there. I mean, I would never go to this, but I'm saying if I had found myself at the Playboy Mansion, I might walk in and be like, oh, look at this.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I've heard some stories about this place.
The but grotto. I don't know what would make a millennial or anyone below that a Y or an X or a Z give two craps. It's just some old, dusty place that's probably too gross to touch anything, or at least would lead you to believe that.
I'm sure they've scoured every surface.
Are
with
you?
Bleach. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. Wouldn't you have to?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you know, if they're going to fix
that
place up.
Nobody your kid's age is going to want to go to the Playboy Mansion. And
I agree. You know, I don't know how long the life of this would be as a place of interest. I mean, once we all die, like, no one will even remember or know about the Playboy Mansion. Aww. But I will say that if I had an opportunity to go there, I would 100% go. And, you know, we've gone down to L.A. a few times and done some of those tours. We went to that Greystone Castle or whatever the hell it was. I'd love to go to the Playboy Mansion. I would love to see Hugh Hefner's bedroom or hear the stories about what went on. I think that would be super interesting.
I think that because we are familiar with the cultural revolution.
So I might drag my kids, but I don't know how interested they'll be in it.
Yeah, but I don't think that younger people will give two craps.
Right. Although maybe, you know, if you tell them there were naked ladies everywhere, they'll be like, oh.
They might be, right. Now they might be like, this is the garage where Google was launched?
Right.
Those guys coded Google.
Oh, that's amazing. There were never any chicks anywhere near here.
In this garage in Palo Alto.
I bet you there's a tour like that, right? Where you go to all these, you know, the Apple garage and the Google garage.
Right.
And
you would think so.
You know, wherever, whatever incubators, cool things came out of. Here's where they developed Twitter or whatever.
I think Google was launched. The guy did that work in a garage in Palo Alto, but he was a Stanford student and did it as a project.
Yeah, it was in his girlfriend's garage.
Funny.
Oh.
So I'm sure that that's going to be designated as a landmark.
And Waka Chichi. Wikichichi.
And Wichiki?
Wichiski, the lady.
Right? Wichiki.
Well, Wichiski sounds...
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Susan, what's her first name?
That's Anne? Just Anne is the Anne. The garage, okay. But Susan's the sister. She's the CEO of YouTube.
Where was that developed? Is that on the tour?
Hooman, you should give a tour like that.
Yeah, a tech tour.
Oh, tech tour. Nice. I'm sure it exists.
Hey, that guy.
Oh, it does now.
Yeah.
That guy you're talking about who bought the Playboy Mansion, you know he's the heir for Twinkie, right?
Oh, I didn't know he was the Twinkie guy.
Yeah, he's the Twinkie
guy. I thought Twinkie got sold, so is he
he's the one
who bought it?
Yeah, he's the guy that bought it.
Yeah. Well, he's a Greek dude. His, you know, Metropolis. Metropolis.
Someone says if people pay to tour Hearst Castle, people will pay to tour Playboy.
Hearst Castle's amazing. Like, well... I went there last year.
It's so off the beaten path.
Yeah.
And you got to really want to go there.
When you get up there, you're like, oh my God, I can
I'm
see why they picked this
I'm in the middle of nowhere.
It is the middle
Literally,
of nowhere.
Literally, the middle of nowhere.
Pretty nice. I guess that's what he liked about it, right? That he was isolated. Hard to get to. Had his own airstrip. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, so much stuff. I've got the 10 healthiest foods in the world.
Oh, Hooman.
Are these part of your diet?
I can't wait to find out.
After these.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's Morning Show. 6:38 on Tuesday morning. Thank you for listening. It's great to have you here with our little radio family. I love when people write in and say that we're their best friends that they never met.
Yeah.
I always feel like, we are. That's so sweet.
It's so sweet.
Love it. This part of the show is brought to you by 23andMe. We have a live secret show coming up. It's on Valentine's Day. The Secret Show is a podcast we do in addition to this show. Ever since Entercom took over, it's nastier than ever. That's always been nasty. Now it's really nasty. I feel like
we've been holding back.
I agree. I actually feel super self-conscious when we say something that I'm like, ooh, I know that's going to be in there. That's on the record now.
It's good. It's much better.
But 415 says, hi, my wife and I would love to come watch The Secret Show in San Jose. How do we get tickets? Thanks, Tommy.
Well, 8 o'clock, we'll be giving away 10 spots. Mm-hmm. You have to be over 21. This is going to be, you know, they'll be drinking. 18 to listen to the podcast, 21 to go to one. We just don't want to scar any children. That's all. That's our goal. So be listening. 8 o'clock, we'll have your chance to win your way in and join us at the Fairmont San Jose. They're excellent hosts, mm-hmm. and apparently we're doing it in the main ballroom this time.
Exactly.
Tony Caters is doing the lunch for us, and
as well as the Fairmont, they're partnering with
us.
Oh,
how nice!
And they're both providing them with some yummy food.
So there'll be food, a little lunch, a little light lunch.
Yeah.
But bring cash if you want to get some drinks, because we're not providing those.
And there's like parking lots and garages all around downtown San Jose, right there, so you don't have to park in the Fairmont.
Yeah. Parking in San Jose is easier than in
SF.
In SF for sure.
Oh, and the pajama thing.
Oh, right. You know what, Yuzi? I don't have that
info in front of me. I have a copy.
They're doing a pajama drive, though. Yeah. The official day, I think, is March 2nd, mm-hmm. but we want to get this kickstarted early for them. They do this, I think it's the Pajama Project. And so if you can bring a pair of pajamas, we don't want your old pajamas. Thanks, but no.
Those ratty ones.
Right.
The ones with all the pilling.
Yeah.
You know how that happens.
Yes. And like that, you know, most of the flannel's worn off. Right. They're kind of transparent in the back there. We don't need those. Just go get some new pajamas. And it's nice to make a donation.
It's called the annual Open Your Heart Pajama Drive.
All right. So we're supporting that.
Any age of pajamas. Kids or adults.
But new, not 18-year-old pajamas. 23andMe.com, a genetic service that can tell you what your genes say about your health, traits, and ancestry. You can start to learn about your DNA story at 23andMe.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website has been known as the best of all time.
Yes.
But it's about to get a serious facelift.
No.
The good one. You know, a tasteful.
Sure. Yep.
We're paying top dollar.
Yeah.
To get the good stuff.
Yeah.
Not that jacked up, pulled back.
Right.
You know, flappy second set of ears behind the ears looking thing. Not that.
A good facelift.
Right.
Right.
So keep checking in to RadioAlice.com. You'll
click away. We need the clicks.
Here's what's happening. We'll begin with the State of the Union address is tonight,
yes.
Everyone. Many are betting this could be the most presidential our president will be in the entire time he's been in that position. So, and I'm hoping for that.
Well, sure. Wouldn't that be nice?
Also, the blue blood moon is coming. It was big on the way in this morning, but I think, isn't it tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow
is the
morning,
blue blood moon,
between,
everyone.
Like 3:15 and 4:45.
So we'll get to see
moon,
it.
Bryn.
We will.
I'll be driving in and I will get to see that. That's great.
Well, I looked this morning because it'll be in about the same position in the sky, and I definitely had a couple places where I got a full view of that. That looks good. I can't wait to look at that tomorrow.
I have to remember that.
I'm not going to get up early to see the. Unfortunately, I will have missed most of the eclipse because I leave at, like, I think 4:35.
Yeah.
So I'll see nothing. Mm. I won't see but I'll still see the super blue. Oh, nice.
Who's singing this?
Saw me standing alone.
I like Cybill Shepherd's version. Just throwing that out there.
Oh,
holy Jesus. What?
Remember that show? Was it
Moonlighting.
Yeah. Moonlighting, yeah.
Without a love of my own.
Who's singing this?
This is Dean Martin.
There's another version that's like a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's faster, but still.
Isn't
the same
this a Fats Domino song?
Yeah, I think
I
that's
know.
What it is.
Blue was moon, there
you saw me standing alone.
Try to get the original.
All right, which you one? Is that Fats Domino?
It might be. Yeah.
A prayer
sing it, woman. Yes.
Someone I really could care for.
Oh, man.
I see that's Blueberry lovely. Hill and Blue Monday. Suddenly,
what do you see?
By Fats Domino. I don't know.
Blue Moon is a classic popular song written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart in 1934 and has become a standard ballad. So it isn't Fats Domino at all.
I feel like you used to hear it all the time on Happy Days, Vinny, when you remember they had a band? I feel like a Potsy and stuff used to sing it.
It's the one that everyone does on the piano because you go. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, no, that's Heart and Soul, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not.
Heart and Soul.
You got Cybill Shepherd.
The song was a hit twice in 1949 with successful recordings in the U.S. by Billy Eckstein and Mel Torme.
Oh, Mel Torme. Who's this?
Is Patsy Cline? Who is this?
This is probably the Cybill Shepherd version.
Yes.
Oh, that's her?
That's correct.
I like that one that much. You like this, woman?
Yeah, this is the only time I've ever heard her sing.
This isn't about Blue Moon the song. It's this Blue Blood Moon. It's
super blue blood moon.
Cut this off. This isn't part of my break. Hey. I don't want any of this in the break when this goes to print. God damn it.
Keep that song for March because this is going to be one of the rare years we have two blue moons.
Okay, okay. Here's what's happening.
Yes, Vinny.
You want
the Radio Alice Report.
The BBC just enlisted a group of scientists to rank the 100 healthiest foods in the world.
Okay, I'm in.
Based on all the nutrients they contain.
Can we guess?
No.
Thanks.
The top 10 healthiest foods are...
All right, are you counting up to the number one?
I don't have it listed that way, but almonds.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Like raw
ones, right?
Yeah.
Do they give any reasons why? Like, full of protein?
Yeah,
or?
There's each one of these things is based on the nutrients they can contain. And I think that that's why it might not necessarily be numbered in a way that, like, this is the one thing you should eat. Because everybody needs different stuff based on the other stuff they eat, right?
Almonds are great. Grab a handful of almonds. The problem is that people buy the ones that are like, you know, the smokehouse almonds. I got all
which
that coating
delicious.
On I know. Right. Unfortunately, those are the good ones.
The wasabi ones.
Right, John buys the super boring, like unsalted.
Yeah.
That's what I get at Whole Foods.
Right. Mm-hmm. Super boring.
Almonds. cherimoya fruit.
Never heard of it.
I never heard of it either. I don't know. Look I can't tell
like
you.
It's like that fruit we heard of yesterday that I've never heard of. I'm loving
it's
learning
cherry.
About fruit.
Juke fruit. What was that called?
Oh, yeah.
Jackfruit.
Jackfruit.
Do you know this one, Bryn? What's it called?
Cherimoya.
I'm looking at this picture.
The Incas used to eat it a lot.
I do know that.
I've never seen that thing before.
I can't even see it.
Hold on, let me... Give a bigger picture.
Yeah, give
it. It almost looks like the shape of a pear or an apple.
But it looks sort of weirdly like a misshapen amoeba inside.
It's a great source of vitamin B6. Oh.
I wonder, though, it must taste crappy because most fruit is so good that you would want to eat it.
Right.
Like, who doesn't want to eat an orange or an apple or a banana? If anything, they're almost too sweet.
Right.
Mm. If this is what I think it is, really sweet and sticky. But it's good. It's really good.
It's hot, sticky, sweet.
Almonds, cherimoya fruit, ocean perch fish.
Ocean perch.
Ocean perch fish?
Flat fish, chia seeds, pumpkin seeds, Swiss chard.
Oh, I love chard.
Really?
Yeah.
Like it's just salads like and stuff?
Yeah. It's John like blanches it and does it with garlic. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Delicious.
Pork fat, beet greens.
Pork fat?
And snapper.
Oh.
So
a lot of fish.
10. Down the list of ways, tangerines, peas, chili powder, kale, cherries, oranges, carrots, sweet potatoes, all in the list of 100 foods that are best for you. You can look it up.
You got to eat them naked, though. You know, that's the thing. Half those things I want to put butter on and salt.
Not the fruit. Well, you do put salt on fruit. Some fruits.
Well, what is that spice you guys put on fruit?
Tahine.
Yeah, I want to try that.
Last summer, 60-year-old Robert Leibowitz, who lives in Brooklyn, he's been suffering from chronic kidney disease for about 15 years. And last summer, his kidneys were at 5% function.
Ooh.
He'd been on a waiting list for a transplant for 4 years. So back in August, he tapped his advertising background and made himself a shirt. Said, "I need a kidney." Has his phone number and his blood type written on it, and he went to Florida and wore it for a week around Disney World.
Oh.
A picture of him went viral the first day. Mm-hmm. He got hundreds of phone calls from people who wanted to help. 4 people with O positive blood flew to New York for more testing. And
that's great.
Your jaw just cracked so hard.
Did you hear it?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
I was going to ignore it. But
that wasn't even a bad one.
It's in stereo. I'm wearing headphones.
It's like someone punched you in the face.
Yeah.
Were you thinking about your lunch?
No, I was. I hung my mouth like, oh, my God, all 4 people flew. I went, oh. That wasn't me. That wasn't
God,
me.
Oh, my God, dude.
It wasn't me.
That was Bryn.
Hey, Bryn might have done it the first time, too.
No, that wasn't me.
No, that was you.
It wasn't me.
Anyway, 4 people flew to New York for more testing. 1 was a perfect match. 39-year-old Richie Sully from Indiana happened to be donating blood when he saw the photo on Robert's shirt. The photo of Robert in his shirt on Facebook. Mm. He left a voicemail that said, "I have an extra kidney, and you're more than welcome to it."
Wow, some people are so generous.
Last Thursday, the surgery happened, and so far they're both doing great.
Aww.
That dude's a hero. He saved some guy's life.
It is amazing that someone would go, "Yeah, I'll go under the knife and give you one of my kidneys." You apparently don't need them both if they're healthy.
Yeah, but man.
It'd be a bummer if later in life you're like, "Oh, crap, I really wish I had that other kidney."
It does take you out of commission, though. You know?
Oh, it's not... You know, a small surgery.
Have you ever been into the hospital?
Yeah, like, when I had my appendix out.
I know the kid, you had a kid, and that's one thing, but so the appendix.
Yeah.
It's not a place you want to find yourself. And
no,
I don't,
it's
I know that
horrible.
That's, it's like
horrible.
I get it. People, there's life saving work is going on there, and I can't say enough about the people who've dedicated their lives to helping us through our worst moments, but that's it. your worst moments are happening in a hospital.
Yeah.
It's awful.
The worst sleep, the worst nightmares, the worst food. It costs you so much money. And aspirin is $15 when you look at your bill, when you get that
itemized bill.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's not a, it's no party, but thank God it's there.
Yes.
Right. So that's a pretty nice story. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay.
I love straws, so I carry a reusable one now. I save the earth and my pearly whites.
A reusable one.
Yeah, I heard people can get them on Amazon.
As a matter of fact, one of our listeners, Betsy, had bought some for me, and I don't know if it's I don't even know the material that it's made out of, but wood. She apparently bought me a couple, so I should get those soon.
Nice.
Yeah, because I was saying I use straws all the time.
Right.
They have stainless steel straws.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, Brian.
With a little brush to clean them.
Oh, that's it. That would be the thing.
Is that Amazon right there?
Yeah.
People wrote in and said that. 408 says, makes me feel better about Brady, but go Eagles!
Yeah, go Eagles!
It shouldn't make you feel better. Any dad would take up for his kid. It's really not.
It'd be weird if they
didn't.
It's
the least you could do.
Right. I'm always going to be on your side, kid.
Saw Foreigner open up for Kid Rock a year or two ago, and they were great.
I saw that concert. So good.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Who's singing for them now?
I didn't care.
Oh.
It was really good.
It isn't Lou Graham.
And I was there for Kid anyway.
Oh, it's not?
Oh, no.
Where'd he go?
Away. I don't know if he blew his voice out or what happened.
Not to jail.
No.
Oh, well.
Not that I know of. But he was, he was the one with all the hits.
Mm-hmm.
Did Foreigner ever have any other hits without? Because remember, I always think Bad Company actually had a couple singers and had hits with different. Like, remember the early 90s they put out a record with a different singer?
No.
Yeah.
I only know the early couple albums. Yeah.
Is that guy's name Paul Rogers?
Rogers, yeah.
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 Shooting Star.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Now that's it.
Bad Company.
Bad Company.
Sure.
Right.
Feel like making.
So cheesy, but really good pop rock.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Oh, my God. I love Bad Company.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Is it time? Boy. The Four. Little scandal about the show.
Oh, the TV show. Oh, I can't wait. Have you seen it yet?
I have not. But I'm going to tell you about you tell me all about it, and I'll tell you all about the Charlie Walk. He's like the record exec that sits on the panel.
Uh-oh.
Not great news.
And really?
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.